ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week, or first week in a year, of Wrecking and Racing NASCAR podcast. It is, I am your host, the Gas Man, with my co-host,
Lugs.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
First time we've seen each other in how long?
Well, I think we've seen each other a few points here and there.
Yeah, but when is the last time we've seen each other?
I don't know.
It's been a minute.
Didn't you come over one day through the summer, I think,
for and hung out for a couple hours, maybe. Was. Yeah. Let me open this real quick.
Maybe there was Daytona Night. Did you come over?
Bush Light Peach.
Daytona Night, I think maybe you stopped by. I don't know, man.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not been very much. You've been a very busy man.
Yeah, I mean, you as well. So we did have an episode planned back in August.
Yeah.
It just so happens that for the ones who do not know, I became dad again, so we actually went to labor a couple days. Oh, we had to go into the hospital.
This is your seventh child, I think.
We're going to talk about children that I know about. No, so this is my third child that I am aware of. I don't think there's more of me out there. I surely hope not, but if there is, kid, I'm sorry. I would like to know who you are. Reach out to me.
Or not. Don't.
I don't want to pay child support, so please be like 19 at least.
No, so you were, we were going to get together, and then obviously your wife is induced, right? So
Yeah.
So like the day that the evening of we had planned, right? So,
yeah.
Or maybe the night before, but still.
And just to clarify, this kid's not named Chase either.
It's Dawson.
It's Dawson, like Dawsonville.
So,
Dawson.
Close enough.
Yeah. And no, it's not named after Dawsonville. That's just...
Are you
funny.
Sure? Are you sure about that?
So it may have come across my mind, like Dawsonville, but the wife really liked it.
You just didn't tell her that.
I did not. I obviously did not. So, like, I mean, you'd think that knowing, like, my dog and everything, like, I'm a huge, huge Chase Elliott fan. I like Chase Elliott. I am a Chase Elliott fan. I am not a hardcore Chase Elliott fan. I like Kyle Larson. I like
Bubba.
Kevin Harvick. You watch your damn mouth. There's a lot of people out there alike, right? But it is funny that my dog's name is Chase. The day we went and picked him up was Chase's birthday, which was completely unplanned. And then now my new son's name is Dawson. So
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell the listeners what we're drinking here.
So Lugs brought over some Bush Light Peach. First time I've ever had it. Just opened it a second ago if you heard it. Actually, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Way better
than
the
apple. Yeah. Good. We're on the same page.
Apple is trash, in my opinion. But I'm not a big apple guy. You have to go back and listen to our podcast. I think we reviewed that when it came out. This tastes a little more... quote unquote natural, if that could be possible. Like, doesn't taste as artificial.
Yeah, I agree. Like, there's a lot of peach flavor stuff I don't like, but this is pretty good.
So is this going to be something that Bush does every year?
A new seasonal flavor?
New flavor. Apple and
I mean,
peach.
They had watermelon for like a day this year, right?
Yeah,
just to make an announcement.
Well, yeah.
Something like that.
We'll get to that, but maybe. Maybe they will make it a yearly special.
I see them making it a special. I mean, why not? Like, look at the way they do paint schemes for Harvick, right? Why not throw out different flavors out there and say something sticks well?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I like it.
So since we're talking about Bush, go ahead and cross that bridge, right? Jumping as a sponsor from Harvick to Ross Chastain.
Well, before we get there, I just want to apologize to the fans. The last episode we did, we looked it up, was between Martinsville and Phoenix.
It was right after Ross's Hail
Melon.
So
we're going into Martinsville this weekend. So it's been literally almost a year. So first of all, fans, apologize. Life has been absolutely insane and crazy. Lugs is ruling the world as a manager in his field, and I am pumping kids out. So. all right.
And I mean, there's, I guess, a little bit of factual articulation there.
So. Yeah. So anyway, let's move on. So let's talk about that. So good to see you. I'm good to hear your voice again.
Yeah.
I've missed you, bud.
You've been watching me virtually.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Did some iRacing league races.
So we have a list of things to talk about here. So we'll get to the NASCAR stuff here in a second. So let's talk a little bit about that. Like, so you've been doing, this is your first competitive league, correct, that you've participated in?
Yeah, aside from ours, if you wanted to call.
We're not, that was not competitive. If I was involved, it was not competitive because I'm absolute garbage.
You know what, though? We had fun with it, and we had what, maybe up to 12 to 14 people at one time.
When I think we had our league,
Our max, and it was growing, and some of them were our listeners, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Podcasts, but I don't know. I don't recall really why I sought out this particular league. I ran across them a couple times, I think, on YouTube, but it's Fast Track Sim Racing. If anybody wants to go like them on Facebook or YouTube, they broadcast live most races that we do, which are Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, and we've only got one race left. That's going to be next week at Phoenix. So, just had Martinsville last night, but yeah, it's a fun racing with those group of guys. Everybody's pretty respectful in it, and we're also looking for people to join. So, if anybody's looking for a truck racing league, then reach out.
Yeah, they have Cup too, but you have to kind of prove yourself to do Cup, right?
Yes. Is that correct? You got to do the Truck Series first, which, man, I'll be honest. The Cup Series car, the next-gen car, I hate it. I hate it. I do not enjoy racing that car with, like, the gears now, fourth and fifth, and the shifting. I don't find it fun. So you'll find me in Xfinity or Truck Series most of the time.
Do they have an Xfinity Series?
Yeah.
I meant as in
that league fast wise. Track. No.
Okay, so it's just Truck and Cup.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So, Cup. I did get to watch you actually win a couple. So you won what, three races this year?
In the truck, yeah.
Yeah, and the Nashville race, you just like kicked ass. You won by how much? It was like
I don't know how it was. It was I think 10 seconds or so.
It was crazy. Yeah. No, it was a huge, huge win. And then a Talladega or Daytona win.
I lucked out. My first one was Talladega last lap.
And that was like
tri-oval pass. And then the other one was Kansas a couple weeks ago. So
the mile and a half suit you well. You have a very finesse style of driving.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but you can watch Martins go back from last night. I do not have the short track.
Yeah, you've always been like we've raced each other since NASCAR 98 was our first one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So you've always been a finesse driver, a good driver. Me, I've always been like hard in, hit the wall, bounce off, and keep
you're
going,
either
right?
Full throttle on or full throttle off. Yeah. No brakes.
Yeah, exactly. it suited you well, and like the Nashville, like I said, you fucking dominated. Kansas, you won, and then
it's been fun. So if you like, if I was to chart my progress this year, you'll see it increase because it is on average about 100 laps per race event, right? So it's not just your 10% race or 20% race. So there's strategy, there's pit stops, all of that stuff.
And talking about that, I really think you could have pulled off another win or two, or at least better finishes if you were used to the pit stop part.
Yeah, definitely,
right?
Screwed some shit up there.
Yeah. But it's a new experience to you, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I definitely feel like your second half of the season went a lot smoother with pit stops than the first half of the season.
Yeah, so the first few races I had where it was just like turned into fuel mileage type stuff where it went green, I totally could have, clutched or conserved fuel better and just wasn't in that mindset, man, because I just wasn't used to like in that mentality, right, of trying to get to the end and watching my fuel strategy and things like that. So yeah, I probably could have been better than I am, but like I said, first year doing it and it's been fun. Like everybody's in it that's in it is pretty respectful for the most part. You have somebody here or there that comes and goes and maybe ruffles some feathers, but overall you're gonna have that anywhere.
So you did not make the championship four, correct?
I did not.
But you made the final eight.
I did. Yeah, okay. So I actually went into Homestead, I think plus 15, but missed the race because I actually went to the actual Homestead race, so I missed that race. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your season. I think you've done well. I've enjoyed watching. I know my wife's like, why are you watching Logs play a video game? I'm like, it's not a fucking video game. Like, I don't want to have this argument right now, but yeah, because it's usually like I go to bed early, so I'm usually like laying in bed watching Logs. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she feels a little jaded, I think, that I'm spending time watching you instead of spending time cuddling her or whatever. So,
well, you could do that anytime, right?
I guess.
Yeah, so after the final four were configured, I ended up coming in fifth with playoff points.
Okay. Okay.
So it's, good season. Yeah,
it's still good, man. That's awesome. You get your name out there for being your first year doing this, right? Because the guys you're racing against have done this for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Like the guy that won the race last night is the founder's son, correct? Of this series. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Fast Track Sim Racing, go give it a follow. Like I said, they got a Facebook page, YouTube page, all that fun stuff, and you can watch it all live or watch it back. Down the road. And
awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
I did also, while we're talking about iRacing, was in a truck race not too long ago with Anthony Alfredo. That was fun.
Awesome.
Was
awesome. Fun. Talking about iRacing.
He did not win the race. He finished second, but he still kicked my ass.
Yeah. I watched that one. Yeah.
Someone was streaming.
One of the front guys was streaming. Yeah. Whoever that guy was, he was like, not the best rig setup, but he's wearing driving gloves. And
really?
Like, yeah, he's into it, definitely. Talking about iRacing, they're getting the rights for the NASCAR name for console gaming. So,
big news there.
iRacing is throwing their name in the hat for console games for Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
I'm getting there. I got a direct drive wheel now.
Let's talk about that. Your setup is fucking badass.
Oh, yeah. That's when you came
over. Yeah, I came over there to see your setup. Yeah. Good.
So
yeah.
That was probably 2 months ago, I think.
My son is 2 months old, so it was before that.
Okay. So
2.5 months ago.
I did my upgrades back in May, I believe. So.
Okay. So it was right
actually
after
ordered them in March. Everything was freaking back ordered forever.
That's what happens when it all comes from China.
Actually, it's from Australia.
Oh, is it really? Mm-hmm. I was kidding. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went with Track Racer Sim Rig. If anybody's looking for one, it's the Track 8. It's pretty sturdy. Like it. No regrets. It was a bitch to assemble. But other than that, that's the only thing I have to complain about.
Thank God for your girlfriend helping you.
Yeah. She actually probably did 80% of it.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Well, you might well be married at this point.
Well, you know how small the room is that I kind of have everything housed in and just close confined. So her small stature proved worthy there. But no, I like it. Track Racer again is the thing. But you got to experience. You got to turn some laps. And
it is, man, it's like it's intimidating at first because it's like my experiences with the Logitech G-Forces were so much different.
Right.
You know, those are nice for what they are, but they're all plastic, right?
Yeah.
And they do give you feedback and they're decent for what they are, but man, like what you have is like, it feels like an actual steering column. It feels like you're actually getting like a, you know, rack and pinion type feel from it. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So, and the wheel itself is like, feels like a real wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody, again, I know several of our listeners in the past have iRaced and were part of our league, but if anybody's interested, went with the Moza Racing direct drive wheel, box, pedals, went with the whole ecosystem.
So your rig.
Load cell pedals and all that fun stuff.
You say your rig was Track Racer?
Yes.
Scale 1 to 10, what would you rate it?
I'd give it a 9.
Okay. Awesome. And on your pedal and wheel setup from Moza, would you rate that 1 to 10?
All of it together, collaboratively?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any complaints, man. So, I mean, as of now, I'd give it a 10, I think.
Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds like a very successful setup. And your first race with it, didn't you? Like, didn't you win your first
that
race
was
with
that
it?
Nashville. Race.
Yeah. 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 Because I remember the guy running the league, is it Jeff Marble?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, what the fuck? Like, how'd you do this? She's like, well, I got this new wheel. He's like, I'm going to go out and buy me one now. Yeah, I remember.
It's funny because when I was doing all the research and you hear things like, oh, you know, this person's got this huge setup, but it doesn't do anything for them or it only does so much, right? And who's the truck driver that does, he was sponsored by iRacing several truck races.
Ty Majeski?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he still races in a freaking desk setup,
right?
And he's got insane credentials, right?
Well, look at Garrett Smithley. You remember during the COVID stuff? Like, yeah. All the streaming he did, he was in a desk setup.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So I will say this. It does help. I do feel like it's taken me up a little bit in my competition. Like, it's honed my skills. I think I get a better feedback as far as tire wear and knowing, you know, where the limits are.
Sure.
But by no means does it turn you in or take you to the complete next level, right? It's still, yeah, that comes with time and experience and laps and all that stuff. So, but overall, man, it's been a good setup. So we'll see how long it lasts. It is a newer brand, so there's lots of other tried and true brands out there that a lot of people swear by.
Sim Racer and stuff like that. You mean like you talking about the rigs or overall everything?
Overall, the wheels, gotcha. The direct drive wheels and all of that stuff. So we'll see how Moza does. They seem to have a pretty good core fan base and they have a good warranty. So that's another thing I was looking at. So no complaints so far.
Awesome. So, do you feel like Shane Von Gerngsbergen, whatever his name
Definitely not. Not on a road course,
since
at least.
It's Australian equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, let's get into fantasy. So, let's update some people on fantasy. So, just to update, John Elliott, still bottom feeder as always. I'm right there with you, buddy. I'm right there. I did move up 4 spots this week, but I'm still sitting like 13th. Fucking suck.
I didn't look. I saw you. Did you post standings today?
Yep, I did. I did.
I probably fell several spots due to having Truex and Hamlin.
So here's what saved you is a lot of people had Truex and or Hamlin. So let me pull it up real quick, see where we're standing. So our Canadian friends to the north have been battling out the lead. Girlfriend.
I've seen that.
Like, he was leading. Gordon was leading for a while, and Donna was like, "I'm coming for you, Dick." And then she got him, and now she's ahead by 1 point.
Oh man,
1 point. So you fell one spot.
Oh, okay. I'll take
you
it.
Are in fifth right now.
Okay.
You are getting beat by your girlfriend's grandmother. Nancy jumped to fourth, and my wife is third.
That's because you're making the picks for her.
I wish I was making the picks for her. So I'm not gonna lie, my wife like watches.
You could guide. You could help. Just, you know, plant the seed. Hey, you should go.
You're right. I should. There's been, okay. So let me explain how this is done.
Get her out of there. Come on.
So she there has been a couple times where she's picked someone off.
BJ McLeod a couple.
Yeah.
Times.
So she's picked like, oh, how about Ricky Stenhouse this week? I'm like, you might want to rethink that, you know, just kind of, that's basically all I do. But what she usually looks at the qualifying, and usually picks like third and fourth qualifiers.
And it just works for her.
Yeah, that's what she does. So
okay.
I know you accuse me of doing the picks for her. That trust me, I wish, but
only
I'm
because,
cursed.
Only
I'm
because
cursed.
You accuse me of copying your picks. So.
Well, like, for like 5 weeks in a row, you had the same people I had.
I did, but I legitimately was not looking.
Okay,
and I still don't.
Maybe
I don't,
not,
I don't
but
look.
It's on the list, so
I
you
go,
can see it. I'm
it's
just
on
saying
the list.
That
you can't talk
it's
about
very
it. It's on
questionable.
The list.
So.
No, I look at the speed charts just like everybody else in the lineup. That's what I go off.
There is one person I know that says like, "Hey, who are you picking this week?" Because I'm not picking that person because I am cursed. Like, there is guaranteed that one of the two people I choose most of the time is going to wreck.
Yeah,
and it's usually Larson, right?
Well, for me, it's been Truex lately. So
yeah,
or Blaney.
I am
earlier
not
in the year. He's
I am
me.
Not as cursed as John Elliott though. Like, he scored 8 points a couple weeks ago. Like, that made me feel good about myself. But man, like, poor guy, poor guy.
Yeah, you have that.
Donna's leading. Gordon's in second. Wanda's third. Nancy's fourth. Lugs is fifth. David Shepard's sixth. Tyler's seventh. Jeff Stainhook is eighth. Eddie's ninth. Eric Stewart's tenth. I am now 11th. Mike, haha, Mike, I'm beating you. I am, so you're 12th. Jessica's 13th. That's Jessica Mueller, if anybody wants to give her shit, because we always like to give Jessica shit. Joseph Adams is 14th. Schlasky's 15th. Mrs.
Is
John Elliott, Beth, 16th.
Is Schlasky putting in picks every week?
Yeah.
Wow, yep. And he's 15th?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang,
sorry, Joey. Matt Adams is 17th. Matt's not giving me very many picks here recently. However, he's still beating John. So John gives me picks pretty much every week. So He's actually, there's 100 points separating John in 18th and Matt in 17th, and I think I'm getting like two picks this whole playoffs from Matt. So, anyway, it's, as always, our fantasy league is so fun. Like, I love just getting everybody shit. Like, give me shit too. I suck. I do. I call it out on the page how I'm the one that updates the points. I'm the one that posts the Facebook post, and I will be the first to throw myself under the bus and call me a piece of shit because I am. Anyway, congratulations to Gordon and Donna for battling out.
Yeah, one race
I don't think there's any way we're going
to
catch
them. Coming down to the wire.
Two races left.
No. Two races left. Yeah. One point. So what? I mean, who has a chance? What do you think the cutoff is? Third? Probably?
Oh, I don't know that. I think it's one and two. So Wanda is sitting in third at 651 points. Whenever Gordon is in the second with 742. Oh, so there's a good 89-point difference between second and third. So it'd be hard for one to make up 89 points into it. Yeah. Is it possible? Yeah. Because you could have like a John Elliott week where you score 8 points and someone scored 90-something, right?
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah, and who knows what's going to happen to Martin. So.
Exactly. So
let's talk about it a little bit. Let's talk about we'll recap some things throughout the year here, but let's go ahead and talk about Martinsville, right?
Let's
do it. Final four, Phoenix coming up. How was your bracket? How did your bracket go?
Oh my God, I haven't looked at my bracket in a while. Give me a second, I'll try to find it. Why don't you talk about yours?
So I had 7 of the correct 8 drivers going to the round of 8. So I'm just going to put that out there. Very successful. Great success on the picking the right drivers for the round of 8. I had Logano moving forward. Obviously, he didn't.
Yeah, so did I. Is this yours or mine? That's mine, right?
That's yours, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I have Byron going to the end.
Yeah, okay, I got you. So I have, my final 8 were Byron Larson, Truex, Hamlin, Buescher, Brad K, Logano, and Harvick. So obviously I missed out on my bottom 3. Brad K, Logano, and Harvick I missed out on. My final 4, I have Byron Larson, Truex, Hamlin. So is a possibility, but I think it's going to be at least
Byron,
one
Truex,
of them.
Truex, Hamlin, Larson were your final 4?
Byron, Larson, Truex, Hamlin.
Okay, so we had the same ones.
And I have Larson winning.
Yeah, and I had Byron.
Okay. All right, so, like, obviously the big one I'm missing here and all this is pretty much Blaney.
Yeah. So, same thing here. For my round of 8, I had Byron, Hamlin, Truex, Larson, Logano, Bell, Reddick, and Buescher. But obviously, Logano didn't make it. So, should have swapped Blaney and Logano, and I'd have
pretty good, though. That's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
So, let's be honest, though. Has your mentality changed? Is Larson still your pick
for your
winner? And who fills the next 2 spots? So, we've got Bell established. We've got Larson established. 1 race left. 1 will get in on points. Potentially 2 if Bell or Larson wins.
So let me put it this way. Let me preface this, okay? At this point, I feel like Larson is still the favorite in my eyes, but I am pulling for Blaney.
Yeah, because you got money on the line.
So let me clarify. Let me tell everybody what happened real quick. So I signed up for FanDuel for a friend got me to do a thing on FanDuel. So I got a free $200 bet. So I thought I was placing the bet on Ryan Blaney to win Talladega for a $200 bet. The payout would have been like $1,600. He won fucking Talladega, right? Awesome. The problem is I didn't choose Talladega. I chose championship.
Why did you do that?
It was an accident. I thought I was choosing the race. I was choosing championship.
Was it like a simple mistake or was it confusing?
So it was what happened is I chose the race and I hit back and I changed who I wanted. But when I hit who I wanted, I was on a different choice. So I thought I was still on the race choice, but I was on a championship choice. Okay. So whenever I refreshed the back of page or whatever on selections to reselect, I wasn't paying attention to the category I was in.
Gotcha.
And I chose championship. So the downside is I wasted my pick from Talladega and made a championship. The good thing is Blaney's still in the running, and if he wins a championship, I get $6,000 from a free $200 bet.
So you would have won $1,600.
Yes, yes.
But now you might win $6,000.
Maybe it was a blessing in disguise. Or nothing.
Nothing at all.
Or nothing at all. And it's a free $200 bet. I was telling Lugs I could cash it in. They are offering me $200 back right now if I was cashing in because the odds, right?
At this very moment.
At this very moment. So it's like $198.
So you'd be $200 up.
I'd be $200 up, yeah. Which isn't bad.
But $200 is going to change your life, so no. I think let it roll.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I'll let it roll. Unless he makes the championship four and they offer me some kind of like couple grand or something, right, to buy out before the championship, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to betting, I'm not a bettor. So I started off, like, I have a BetMGM account. I chose BetMGM because they sponsored NASCAR. They sponsored Kyle Busch, right? Tyler Reddick. So I did choose them to do some initial betting. I started off with $20, and I just fiddled here and there and did a little bit of football, some NASCAR, and I'm up to, like, $85 in that account right now.
Okay. Nice.
And then a FanDuel account, I started off with $25. I'm at $13.
Okay. All right.
So not quite the same, but you know what? Hey, I mean, $6,000, that's pretty freaking nice if it happens.
Play money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get you an iRacing rig.
No, that would be called a delivery bill at the hospital. Pay that off.
All right. So going back to the round of four for home, Phoenix. So I went down to Homestead. I mentioned that earlier if anybody missed it. Thought Blaney was going to pull off the win and earn his keep at Phoenix, but he's 10 points to the good going into Martinsville. Byron's 30 plus to the good. Are those going to be our four, or is Truex or Hamlin going to come through with a win? Because at this point, I think, so it's possible for them to get in on points. They're 17 down each.
I don't think they're going to get in on points.
But it's going to be difficult.
Yes. I think with Blaney, he's not bad at Martinsville, right? So he's pretty decent. Yep. So I don't think they're going to be able to make up the point differential. I think it's going to have to be win to get in. And I think at this moment, I don't think Truex or Hamlin's going to get in. I don't.
My worry,
I think the final four, the four that we have right now is going to be our final four.
My worry is Hamlin will do what he needs to do to win Martinsville.
Which, yes, which we thought that last year, right?
And he was third or fourth there before.
But not leading.
True.
I expect Hamlin to be top five for sure, without a doubt. I'm just hoping he doesn't win. fellow podcaster, Denny, I'm going to give you the 11th, buddy.
Yeah. So has your feelings on Denny changed any?
That's a great...
You listen to his new podcast.
I do.
He has a new podcast this year, right?
Yep. Actions Detrimental.
Don't think it was announced or had any episodes when we had our last podcast a year ago. What's your thoughts? Has that changed your perspective on Denny?
I've never been a Denny Hamlin fan, okay? And I still won't root for him. Like, I still don't like him enough to root for him. However, I do enjoy his podcast. I do have more respect for him. I would love to have some bantering with him or something like that, right? However, I'm not going to be out there going, I hope Denny wins this race. I'm not going to be like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I put it this way. I like who he is. I like what he's doing. I like him being the heel that they keep talking about, right? I like him stepping in and replacing Kyle and kind of the villain role.
Yeah,
in the
nemesis.
So I do like that. I love it, actually. He's one of those people that, like Jeff Gordon back in the day, I want to say, you know, I made all these things about Jeff Gordon. I said all these hateful things, right? Because, like, he's my nemesis, my enemy, right? And that's kind of how I see him now.
Yeah. So he partnered with Junior in Dirty Mo Media. Was that a move to improve his image with the fans? Because it seems like he's completely taken on and ran with this villain role now. At the beginning of the year, I thought it was to improve, gain some fans, you know, become maybe the late good guy, you know, in the game. But it's not happened. He's had some run-ins and said some things this year that let's be honest, he's the new Kyle Busch.
Yeah, he is. He is absolutely. He's running with it. So let me answer your question best I can. I don't think he did it intentionally to try to gain fans. I think Mike Davis, who's the president of Dirty Mo Media, right, went to Denny and said, Denny, like, I love your sound bites, basically, right? Plus, you know, you're very one of the more vocal people about, you know, the Racing Alliance and all that stuff, right? Like, why don't you just put it out there for all the fans to hear and stuff? And Denny, knowing him, or not knowing him, but, like, hearing him the way he's talked, he's probably like, you know, it probably would be good for fans to kind of get a better grasp on what's going on out there. And I think once he started doing it, I think he's just, like, really fed into it. And it's really, like, meets his persona. Like, it really, like, that's him. That's real. Like, he sees it as an opportunity to kind of take on that image, right? So I think it's didn't start off that way, but I think as he got more comfortable with it, he started to feel like this is me now and just go in that direction.
Okay. I can see that. So I guess the next question would be, you know, he gets so much shit for not winning a championship or not having a championship and getting so close each year.
Yeah.
Here he is again.
I'll bet the rug's pulled out from underneath him.
How many more years do you see Denny racing?
Probably five.
Five. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's at least five.
How many do we see Kyle running?
Probably about the same.
So Kyle sold KBM news. Obviously that's elapsed since our last podcast a year ago. Interesting there. You know, he joined Richard Childress Racing. I thought at one point he said he was going to hold on to KBM for Brexton.
He did. He actually made a comment that he wants to race trucks with Brexton.
So, what, you know, was it Spire, I believe, that purchased KBM? What's the reasoning there, in your opinion, as far as why did Kyle get, you know, sell it?
That was a big surprise to me.
Do you think Spire just offered up so much money, he was just like, I can't pass this up?
Well, yes, I think that's part of it, because if you hear how much they spent on that charter, $40 million, supposedly, right?
Yeah.
That's at least the rumors out there. They spent $40 million on a charter.
Insane.
Insane. That's when just 3 years ago it was $6 million, right?
Yeah.
So the Spire is just shitting money out.
Wish we would have scraped together.
Yeah, no freaking kidding. So Spire spent $40 million on a charter. They probably overpaid for Kyle Busch's facility. Cause one of the whole reasons for the KPM thing is to have the shop and everything associated with the shop, besides the truck series team, right?
Right.
So then, also, do you listen to Door Bumper Clear?
Oh, man. I do, predominantly when I'm mowing the grass. And
right now, it's slowed down.
It is slowed down. So, yes, I don't listen to every episode. Man, sometimes there's episodes I can't get through.
Yeah, I get it.
Those guys can be annoying.
I really hate them in the beginning, but I'm starting to, yeah, I know. Just like us, right?
The kettle black,
But I definitely, like, I like listening just for their perspective. I don't necessarily agree with it a lot of times. Sometimes I do, but a lot of times don't.
Is it Freddie that's just super opinionated?
Brett.
Okay.
So
somebody else I know like
quick,
that.
Quick rundown on the DBC crew, okay? Is that...
You got any lights in here?
I'll get in and say it. If you want to flip it right there, I give my opinion.
Okay.
So Brett is a very opinionated guy. He says some things that, like, complete jackass, but other times he says things I'm like, you know what, I kind of agree with that.
That sounds really similar to somebody.
Freddie...
Oh, sorry, did that pick up? Yeah. I don't know.
Freddie, on the other hand, he is like, he must just, like, suck Denny off all the time. That dude is so Denny pro Denny on everything. Like,
is he on his team or something?
He's Bubba Spotter.
Okay, so.
So he is, yeah. So here's the thing about Freddie.
Gotta keep a job, man.
Sometimes his opinions are like, oh, yeah, I agree with it. A lot of times I'm like, they're so biased. Like, he can't pull himself away from that and be honest a lot of times. So he's very, you know, Bubba this, Bubba that, Denny this, Denny that. Right? Like, what's he choking on, right? So I think actually of the whole group, I like Freddie the least.
Okay.
And he's a Giants fan. Fuck the Giants. TJ is probably the one I like the most.
Okay.
So anyway, reason why I asked if you watched or listened to them is because they are kind of like hinting at that spotters in the industry make so much money. Like, they're kind of, not I want to say underpaid, but their pay's not been a whole lot, right? Spire out of nowhere says, we're doing shit here. We want the best of the best. They threw wicked numbers out there and getting some of the best spotters in the industry to switch to them next year.
Really?
I don't know who that is.
But that's what they're saying.
But they're like very open out there.
Where's Spire getting their money? Is it through Gainbridge?
It has to be through Gainbridge. It has to be.
Is that a bank?
It's like a hedge firm, I think.
Oh God.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know enough about it, but that's what it sounds like. It's just
DC solar all over again.
Right. They're just pissing money everywhere. Like, this company's got so much money to throw in different investments and stuff like that. So yeah, I think that's where it's coming from. Because Spire had to take a loan out basically to start this stuff.
Right, right. Interesting.
Yeah, they own the same building as a bank, and they had a relationship with the people at the bank, and they were able, like, hey, give us a loan to start this stuff.
Because I know they have ties to, I think, IndyCar and F1 sponsorship
and
as well.
And the Andretti team,
and the
right?
Andretti, they're trying to form within.
Ooh, that was another Busch Light apple, or peach, I mean, sorry. Sorry, my bad.
Is the apple even still available?
Probably not. I hope not. I like the coloration. I like the scheme, right? Like the on Harvick's car for it, stuff like that. But like, I'm not a big fan of peach color, right? Yeah. But I do like the flavor of this better.
Let's talk about Harvick for a second. Last year,
yeah,
kind of been a rough year.
Oh man, the DQ and everything.
Great paint schemes though.
Fire the all the time. I hope Busch Light keeps that up for Ross.
Yeah, just you know, it's ending of an era. You know, we've got basically what Denny and Kyle left from kind of that
era.
I mean, Busch is forced into retirement, right?
Jimmy retired, Dale retired, then you have Boyer retired, and then you have Newman who's kind of there, but not really. Yeah. You have Kenseth, who's now a advisor at Legacy Motorsports, which we'll get to that in a few. Yeah, so pretty much that's it, man. You have Kyle, Denny.
So everything that we've known for so long is slowly draining out the back door. It's
so
crazy.
Growing up, I always hated Fords. Right? I was always a Chevy guy growing up. I would say Kevin Harvick. There's two people that I can think of that I really liked regardless of the manufacturer they drove for, right? And that's Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski. I liked Kevin Harvick. He took over for Dale Sr. Obviously, everybody knows my love for Dale Sr. Instantly a Harvick fan. I still love Harvick to this day. I was hoping for the best. Like, I was hoping for him to be, like, when the season started, I put a $5 bet on for him to win the championship. It's not much, but I was hoping. Brad Keselowski, it all stems from driving for Dale Jr. And then, like, I just liked his persona because he's always very, like, who else said that I'm not Kyle Busch and fuck Kyle Busch and shit like that, right? Like,
yeah.
So that he won me over in those moments, right? Yeah. So I think he's the new mayor of NASCAR. Like, they used to call Jeff Burton the mayor. I think Brad's the new mayor of NASCAR.
So they did announce that Harvick's coming back as an announcer, right?
Yep.
For Fox.
Correct.
So interesting.
Yep. And Josh Berry's taking over the four car.
Correct. So overall, Stuart Haas this year's kind
struggled.
Of struggled.
Harvick's been the bright spot, but he's not won a race.
No. Priest stepped in for Cole Custer. He stepped back to Xfinity, as we all know.
Did he step back?
Or was he pushed back? I don't know. Now they're rumoring him maybe coming back from Xfinity to Cup next year.
Maybe, maybe not.
We're also don't know about Eric. Is Eric coming back next year? Rumors of retirement, which we heard last year, right? What's your thoughts there? You think Eric comes back one more year, or do you think
so? This is just like not really my opinion; it's just my interpretation from listening to other podcasts and seeing other reports. No, I don't think he's coming back. The front runner is the front runner is actually surprisingly Noah Gragson as the replacement in the 10 car, and not so much. So that'd be interesting, pulling up two junior motorsports drivers, essentially, you know.
Over to Harvick. Yeah.
Over to Stuart Haas.
I mean, sorry.
Yeah. And so why is Gragson even available? Well, meme gate, or what you want to call it, right?
yeah, social media gets another one, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So if he steps into the 10, is that the rumor? And you've got Barry in the 4.
Yep. Priest in
the 41.
And Briscoe in 14.
Briscoe 14.
So Custer not getting.
Custer not getting.
So how, if you're Custer and you're at Stuart Haas and your daddy's part of the team, right? How does it feel that you're getting passed over again, essentially, for Noah Gragson for that 10 car?
I don't know, man. It's all about sponsor dollars, I'm sure, but you know, Noah. I don't know. Why wouldn't they?
What did Noah do to prove himself?
Well, he won quite a few Xfinity races.
And Cup. What did he do in Cup?
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
Yeah.
And then you get Carson Hocifar
in the same car.
Josh Berry in that car. Like, they looked so much better than Noah.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just Legacy did kind of turn a corner later in the season. So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But if you're Cole Custer, like, this guy'd be kicked to your nuts. I would think.
Yeah.
If I was in his shoes, I'd be pretty sad, upset, jaded about that.
I don't know. Things have a way of coming full circle in the sport, as we all know. So it'd be interesting to see what transpires and what happens. You know, what are they waiting on for Gregson? He's been reinstated, right, officially. So what, you know, if he's going to truly step into the 10, what are we waiting on? Waiting on to make it off-season news?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
And, like, there's been rumors going around that Stewart Haas is going to switch from Ford to Chevy.
We also heard down to three teams, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's so many rumors.
For a while, we were hearing they were selling two charters.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay.
I hope Stewart Haas rebounds. I think it's good for the sport for them to be competitive and good and right. It is unfortunate to see them take the turn that they've taken.
Again, I think everything's cyclical in the sport.
It is. We've seen the best go to their bad cycles. You know, look at Roush. They dominated. They sucked. And now they're relevant again, right? Because of Kozlowski being there.
Yeah. What else we got?
We got all kinds of freaking news. So let's talk about Legacy. Like, we're just kind of mentioning, you know, Noah being at Legacy, Carson Hocifar. So Legacy Motorsports. Legacy, which is owned now, but partially by Jimmy Johnson.
Switching to Toyota.
Petty's no longer a owner. He's an advisor, essentially, right? They bring in Matt Kenseth to be an advisor, and they're switching from Chevy to Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a huge shock to you?
I think to everybody.
Yeah, it was a massive shock to me. How do you have Jimmy Johnson?
Seven championships with
Chevy
Chevrolet.
Guy from the essentially the day he
Baja
was born.
Days. Yes, exactly.
To the day he retired, and then all of a sudden you're going to let him go to Toyota? What the hell happened there?
Well, I mean,
I know money talks, but damn.
Chevy has the most number of cars in the field, right? Toyota's historically had a shortage of seats. I mean, it makes sense, right? Obviously, there was some talks that were had, and it came to fruition. So, good for Toyota. I mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. And Toyota, you talk about limited seats, that's killed them in their driver development program. The Toyota driver development program is the best driver development program, and they keep losing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just this week we have an announcement.
Right? Yep.
So, it's interesting for sure.
So the drivers at Legacy is going to be Eric Jones is still going to be there, and then they're bringing John Hunter in to drive the 42.
Yes.
So John Hunter, like I think we talked about it back when it happened, like, the move he made, stepping out of the Cup car to go back to trucks for KBM and then work his way back up, definitely was a career changer for him.
Who? I'm sorry?
John Hunter Nemechek.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought that's the direction Gregson was going, but now we're hearing
he
may land in the 10 car, right? So, be interesting to see what happens there. So, you know, talking about stepping back and changes in some of the other series, right? Next year, we got Sammy Smith going to Junior Motorsports and Xfinity.
So, again, a Toyota driver switching to Chevy. So, yeah, he's taking Josh Berry's
drive.
Did
not see that coming.
Nope, me neither. And he's bringing a pilot back with him.
Yeah.
Because a pilot was there with Annette.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pilot there with JGR. Sammy Smith didn't. He's bringing him back with him.
Brandon Jones, he came over this year, of course.
Yep, from JGR.
Coming back, yep. And then who I forget? No, Sam...
Sam Mayer.
Yep.
And then Allgaier, of course. Sam Mayer having a hell of a season, four wins now. He went from being irrelevant to potentially getting kicked from Junior Motorsports to now being a four-time winner this last 12 races.
And locked into a championship now.
Yep. So good for him. Keep talking about Xfinity and changes and stuff like that. So one change that happened recently that kind of took me by surprise was Sheldon Creed.
Yeah.
Leaving RCR.
Yeah. You know, that car is shown a lot of speed at times.
Yeah. Just can't finish.
He doesn't seem to be able to bring it home and close out a win. You know, has a few wins in the truck series. So curious to see. Well, we know where, Sheldon's going to Toyota, right? To JGR.
It's rumored. Yeah. It's not official. So it could be him and Sammy Smith basically switching, right? Gotcha. So Sammy going junior, him taking that ride. And then, but Toyota loses one of their best development drivers.
Chandler Smith is also
going to JGR. Yep. Yeah, exactly. But you have so the Toyota development program, again, top-notch development program, who have brought up people like Harrison Burton, Noah Gragson, William Byron, Kyle Larson was even in it for a short time. But now, like, their best up-and-coming driver is Jesse Love. He just smoked ARCA this year, right? Well, now we find out he's going to take the two car.
RCR, yeah.
RCR. So, like, Toyota just, they're like, hey, develop these people, then we'll take them over from here. So.
Right. So one other thing we're hearing rumor-wise for Xfinity is potentially Allmendinger stepping back to Xfinity from Colleague Cup to Colleague Xfinity. And it makes sense if, Chandler Smith steps, out of that and goes to JGR, right? That vacates and creates a spot there. But why the hell would Allmendinger step down to Xfinity out of the Cup Series, unless he's
championship. Does he have a better shot to win the championship in Xfinity or a Cup?
Xfinity, of course.
Yeah, so I think he's at this age and maturity level where he doesn't.
That and he's got a hearing that's going to step into that 16 car.
We'll talk about that in a second. Cause that's fucking garbage. But let's okay. What happened to AJ this year? He became a parent too. Parents want Sundays with their kids. They want a little bit more of an easier schedule for their kids, right? So I think at this time in his life, it probably makes sense. He can chase championships and yet have a little bit more freedom with his family, okay? So why was he emotional in that last win? Because he probably never raced Cup again, or very few times he'll race Cup again, right? I get it. Now, the rumors taking that car over, I don't know, like, the rumors as of today from Pockrass was Ty Dillon taking that ride. What the
I don't know. So I'm saying that,
the only reason I can think of that happening is the alliance with Colleague and the alliance with RCR. Those two together, Richards probably could be, I don't know, this is just speculation on my part, be like, I'll provide better engineering support, better team support if you take in my grandson.
I would have brought Chandler Smith up before
that. No shit. Fucking, well, so let's talk about that. Austin Hill, this is rumor, right? It sounds like Austin Hill was actually going to be the front runner for that car. And then he pulled the rug out from Colleague to stay at RCR in Xfinity.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
So, like, a couple things that popped up is, like, whenever Austin Hill made the announcement he's staying at RCR, Chris Rice, the president of Colleague, was, like, made, like, a Twitter post, like, this is news. Like, he was taken back by, like, I think he was expecting. So, there's that relationship between RCR and Colleague, right? So, I listened. So, it's funny. This week on the Dale Jr. Download is Austin Hill. He kind of alludes to some of that a little bit about the relationship between RCR and Colleague. And he even made the comment about going to Cup for Colleague, but he wanted to do what's best for him and his family right now, and that's Xfinity, because the schedule allows a little bit more time with his family and stuff like that.
Which the same could be said for Allgaier, but, I mean, Allgaier could have been a seat filler for the 16, you know?
He could, but I think there's certain people that just kind of fit that mentality for Xfinity, right?
Oh,
Sadler. Sadler did great in Cup, right? But, man, that Xfinity ride for Elliott Sadler was like him, premier. Ron Hornady in the Truck Series. Like, there's certain series that fit certain people. Matt Crafton in the Truck Series, right? Johnny Sauter in the Truck Series.
He didn't go out punching
beating
people.
Little kids. Nick Sanchez, yeah. I think it might be one of those things where I think, honestly, like me personally, I think Allmendinger fits the Xfinity series, and there I think he could be a multi-time champion.
Let's go back to the Matt Crafton situation. Nick Sanchez from Talladega. They got into it. crashed. There was an altercation. Neither one of them were suspended. Spot on, spot off.
Spot on, spot off. Or doing this DBC stuff. I don't think that either one of them should have been suspended. No. And I don't know if I feel right about the monetary fines either. Yeah.
Man, and Sanchez said some pretty, you know, threatening things.
Yeah, he, dude, so hold on, like.
But
take a punch like a man. Supposedly. Like, supposedly.
What,
like,
you're going to take a sucker punch like a man? If it was truly a
I've
sucker
punch. I've
been
sucker punch, brother.
Yeah, there's it didn't give you much chance to even know what's coming.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to take it like a man?
Well, I meant like that. You don't turn around, sit there and go, I'm going to eat your firstborn. I'm going to murder you. Or whatever else he's, you know, screaming. He's like, literally, that's like. He's.
I agree. He shouldn't have responded in that way. Yeah. Correct. He should have kept his mouth shut there. Right. That didn't help him any, or his image, I guess you could say. But sucker punching someone that's a third
allegedly,
of your size.
Allegedly.
I mean, there was witnesses, right?
Well, who? His parents? Nick's parents? His grandparents?
I mean, there was video. There was quite a few people there. I didn't see it.
So there's the people video, there but. Showing that Crafton was in regular clothes and clocked him, yes, but like we didn't see any video evidence of him hiding behind tires and coming out and punching him, like what made it sound like, right? Like,
yeah, I guess.
If they said, like, if Crafton's like, hey, Nick, you know, you're a piece of shit, and they're face-to-face, and then he punches, that's not a sucker punch.
No.
Now, if you said, hey, Nick, and Nick turns around and he punches him, okay, that's a sucker punch.
Sure.
I could see it very much being like, you're a fucking piece of shit, then punch him. There's a delay. That's not a sucker punch. Nick needs to man up and not be a little bitch.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was very surprised, though. I thought that the Crafted would see a suspension, so I was surprised to see just the monetary fine. But Crafton, you say he's kind of associated with and fits the truck series. He ain't done shit this year.
No, he needs to retire. Like, he was that mold, right? He's kind of like a Mike Skinner or Ron Hornady, but he is starting to be past his prime and about time to retire.
Was it Thor Sport that sold off and closed everything?
Yes. GMS.
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 GMS. That was out of the blue as well.
Exactly.
Which, you know, why wouldn't they have thrown their hat in the Spire realm if they're looking to get rid of it? You know, they're just flat out, nobody bought them or acquired them, correct?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
So that kind of sucks for GMS teams and drivers and crew members. Yeah. Right.
And GMS is part of what? Part of Legacy. So did the switch to Toyota have an impact on that?
I mean, clearly it had to.
I think it had to have. Yeah,
but I mean, could have switched manufacturers, right? You lost Kyle Busch's Toyotas to Chevrolet, right? Here's your chance. You're losing to Chevrolet, pick up Toyotas.
But then Toyota went to Tricon, whatever, right? Tricon Garage, David Gillen's team.
Have they really done a whole lot?
I don't know. Is that where Haim is racing? Haim's a Championship Four contender.
True. But, yeah. I mean, I'll say this. Josevar's really impressed me this year.
Yeah. And, again, there's someone that, like, I was not sold on. Yeah. Like, I'm like, this guy kind of seems like a little bitch. And then, like, the last 6 months, like, he's done a, like,
yeah.
he's stepped up. He's kept his mouth shut more. I listened to him on a couple podcasts talk. Well, I like the guy.
There's a few times, I think it was maybe Texas earlier in the year, where he just hooked somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
And I think it was Door Bumper Clear that was, like, just trashing him.
Yeah, he came on Door Bumper Clear as a
guest. But before he came on, they were just trashing him.
They were, they were.
And then I think that's the other thing is like you talk shit about this guy and then he agrees to come on your podcast and then you shower him with fucking roses and wine. Like,
I don't know about that, but it is a level of respect that they're willing to face that, right? If someone's calling you a piece of shit all the time and they invite you on their podcast, how apt would you be to join their podcast, right?
I would not be very apt.
Exactly. So if you did, then as a podcaster, I would have to respect you for that. Like, I'm talking shit about you all the time, and you're actually going to accept my invitation and come on here and, like, discuss this stuff? Okay.
True, but I think that the episodes I listened to, I feel like they were on his dick a little bit too much, like, at that point. Like,
Well, I possibly, but I do think there was a level of respect gained because Hulsevaar is also like, look, I did this stuff. I was an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of admitted that, like, they weren't necessarily wrong, right? Like, he matured a lot. And did you hear about, like, one of the conversations he had that matured him a little bit? Dale Jr. pulled him aside and said, you're tearing up a lot of shit.
Yeah, I did. I think I heard that.
Yeah. So let's face it. Like, if you like Dale Jr. or not, biggest name in the sport still. Has a lot of impact. I mean, fuck, you got North Wilkesboro back, for
sure.
Right?
For sure.
So when he speaks, it is kind of a big deal. So, all right, what else? What other kind of notes we got, man? We've been talking for almost an hour now. I know we got a lot more shit to talk about.
I know, right?
it's been good seeing you.
So,
talk about Spire. We mentioned Spire a moment ago and like buying the KBM stuff. What about the whole Zane Smith? That was unexpected, too. Like, they pulled Zane in for what? Oh, a third cup car. Third cup car? How do they have a third cup car without a charter? And then it's like, oh, or Trackhouse is bringing Zane in for a charter. Like, how? And the whole connection with Spire to get a third charter. It's all crazy, dude.
It is, and I struggle to keep up with it.
Yeah, so, it's like, is he on loan? Is he, like, how are they going to do this? Is Suarez on the chopping block? I think he has to be.
He's not ran well this year at all, man. And, you know, Chastain struggled a bit, too. You know, I think some of the other teams caught up. Trackhouse.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
Chastain outperformed Suarez 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, but also I think the organization's caught up to whatever Trackhouse found or had out of the gate last year with the new car. But I'm happy for Zane. I'm excited to see what he can do. We saw flashes of speed when he was in Buescher's car.
Yep.
Stepped into, you know, the Roush vehicles. So excited to see that. Did we finish up the talk on the round of the Phoenix race as far as you think Blaney will be and Byron will get in and then it'll be Larson.
I think the four set.
Okay.
Unless Truex or Hamlin wins, and the only one I'm really worried about winning is Hamlin. I think he's going to have a top five. I don't think he's going to win.
Okay.
So I think Blaney will be in the final four. And when he gets to Phoenix, I think it's going to be Larson. But
I'm
not going to lie. I'm hoping for Blaney to pull out.
I mean, Logano won that race last year, right?
Absolutely.
So you would think they have good equipment there. Yeah. They've not been strong at the mile and a halfs, but they think they've been decent everywhere else.
Yep.
And, I mean, you're going to pull out the big guns when you are championship eligible, right?
Yeah, you know
my
that.
Fear... For Larson, as we saw at Homestead, he can be very mistake prone.
Yep.
We pointed that out before he came to Hendrick, getting into the wall and shit like that. That's always my fear with Larson, is he's very prone to mistakes.
It's been called out here in this show several times.
In 2021, when he won the championship, he was not in the position to win the championship race for 85% of that race.
In the pit stop.
Yes. So I'm going to – that's, I guess, kind of why I didn't go with Larson. Definitely not saying he can't win it. He definitely can. And I would say he's probably the favorite, right? But, I mean, Byron won the race in the spring at Phoenix. So I think it's going to be a hell of a race. I'm excited for it. Although I hate the fact that it's at Phoenix. It's going to be a wild card.
It will be next year, too.
It's going to be a wild card, right? So, yeah, I know. Why Phoenix? I get it. The demographic, I guess, as far as
weather, the money they put into the track.
What was so wrong with Homestead? Even Atlanta. Go back to Atlanta. Well, shit, nowadays that would suck with it being a tapered spacer race. But I just we got to be different options. We've talked about this before.
I think it needs to rotate. I mean, I'm good with Homestead. I'm good if it was Phoenix occasionally, but every freaking year, like, come on now.
Agree.
Bullshit.
Agree.
So
that's one thing. 2024 schedule, right? That was released not too long ago. Any surprises there?
Well, we are going back to the shit lane of Chicago, and they reduced the time of the race to help appease the city or whatever. Like, that whole freaking thing is a fiasco. Happy for Shane getting the win. I thought that was pretty neat and unique, right? But damn, like, it sucked. The whole weekend sucked. The rain, all that. Like, yeah, but even the racing was not great. Like, it's, I don't know. That just seemed like too much of a political mess.
Indy going back to the Oval.
I am happy about that. Do we expect a super fantastic, fascinating race? No, but damn.
I think these cars will be a good, decent package for it.
We'll see. Multiple road courses in the championship now. Daytona not being the last of the cutoff race, that Darlington. Fucking sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Darlington, I think, is a prime track to start the playoffs.
Agree.
I know the Olympics got it all screwed up, but
yeah, I hate that. 2 week Olympic break.
They could have made it up somewhere else. They could do something to.
So you got Daytona. Then you got Darlington as your.
To close out the season.
Your right. Regular season finale. Then you've got Atlanta, which is basically a restrictor plate track now yep. for race one. That's going to change some strategy and
yeah,
could shake things up, right?
Because of round one is what? It's
Glen.
Yeah.
Atlanta,
Glen,
Bristol.
Yeah. So there's like that first round in the playoffs is like very interesting.
Yeah. There's no margin for error.
No.
Because that's going to suit different people. I mean, some people are going to be better at road courses. Some people are going to be better at Atlanta's, which is now like super speedway. And then you have freaking Bristol, right? So
yeah, but wild card.
Texas fell out of the championship.
No shocker.
Championship series of races replaced by Kansas. So then it goes to Kansas, Dega, and then the Roval's coming back.
Yep.
Like the Roval has lost a little bit of its,
luster.
Luster. However, it's, in my opinion, still decent race. Probably just as good as the Oval race if they decided to bring
it. No, bullshit.
Not
with this car.
Don't think so?
Not with this car. Fuck no. No, this car, dude, this car sucks overall except for the 1.5. That style of track, right? Charlotte, Texas, not even Texas, but Kansas, Homestead, like that style of track. I think Charlotte put on a hell of a lot better, like the Oval, than the Roval.
Gotcha. Then we go to Vegas, Homestead, Martinsville, and then Phoenix. So, big shakeup. Well, I wouldn't say big, but decent shakeup and that. There were big rumors of Montreal.
Yep, and I guess that was weren't able to get together, so the alternative was Iowa.
Yeah, so we're going to
Iowa.
Going to the Corn State. What? Also, there was another big change that was rumored. Oh, yeah, California. What the fuck's happening there?
Nobody knows.
Somebody needs to get their shit together.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Like, nobody knows what's going on.
So they're going to reconstruct it, make it like a half-mile track?
Yeah, because they only have 90 acres to work with, whatever. Yeah.
Then COVID hit. Then it got put on pause. Then it was supposedly continuing. And then now I'm hearing they haven't even started on it. And now it's not on the schedule at all next year. So what the hell?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything other than they're pretty confident something's going to get done or NASCAR would have sold off that property too.
I'm not holding my breath on that. anything that you're looking forward to?
I am looking forward to $6,000 if Blaney wins.
Okay. From the schedule next year, anything that you think was a good move or?
No, I don't really like it. I thought the schedule this year was pretty good. A couple little things here and there that could be done, like Indy going back to the Oval, stuff like that. I do like that. But I think, like, we proved this year Daytona being the cutoff is, like, the excitement we need. Darlington is a good track. It's a racer's track. I think that's a great way to start the playoffs. They could have found some way to make it work.
So was Texas supposed to be Montreal and Montreal went to Iowa? Or where did the other Texas race go?
I'm not for sure. I just know Iowa was in play if Montreal didn't. Based on what I heard, Iowa was in play.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Texas has a second. No, it has one day in April. But doesn't obviously have anything in the
playoffs.
Playoffs. So, wonder how Texas feels about that.
Does it matter?
Well, you know, they were rumored for a while that they were going to revamp Texas.
Which they still might, yeah.
So, All-Stars coming back to North Wilkesboro.
Yep.
Which, my God, I think they are repaving it, though, right?
They are repaving it, yep.
So, as long as we don't get another Larson snooze fest like this year where he won it by, like...
Let's just face it, the freaking car needs a whole short track package rework.
It does, but when the hell are they going to figure it out? Because I want to see it this weekend from Martinsville.
yeah, no kidding.
All right. Anything else? I feel like I'm running out, even though we should have tons more.
Oh, no, we got a lot of shit we could talk about, but we're probably... we've been boring people for over an hour now, so we probably shouldn't be boring them that much more. What else we have on our list to talk about? So we could talk about the Final Four Xfinity, Final Four Trucks.
Who's our Xfinity champion?
Do I say Sam Mayer just because he's on a hot streak? I don't know how good is he at Phoenix. So who's going to make it in? Is Austin Hill going to make it in? Is Allgaier going to make it in?
Allgaier's on the outside looking in right now, right?
But not by much.
I got to pull up the standings. Sorry, I'm unprepared. Knock the rust off here.
Yeah, so Allgaier is on the outside looking in, but it's not by much. So inside, you have Mayer, you have Hunter, John Hunter Nemechek.
Unfortunately, man, I'm going to say it's probably Nemechek's going to take the championship. He's been pretty strong.
He's obviously been the most dominant.
So Austin Hill is ahead by 3 points. Is that correct? Am I seeing this?
Yeah.
Right?
And then you'll have Allgaier behind. And then
but Custer and Austin Hill are tied with 3 points over the cutoff. Is that correct?
That sounds right. Yeah. And then you have, like I said, Allgaier looking in.
Damn, that's tight going in.
No, it is. It's very tight, yeah. Yeah, extremely tight. Cole Custer,
yes,
like...
3 points on the bubble.
What do you feel about Cole Custer's year?
So, I mean, you could still get a Sammy Smith win, although he's not really performed this year. Or Chandler Smith, or even Sheldon Creed could go out and obviously win Martinsville. But, man, yeah, Allgaier's back, 3 points. Custer's plus three. Austin, damn, Saturday's going to be a good race.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be exciting.
Nemechek plus 44. So, you got Mayer. I think Nemechek's all but locked in. So I'm going to say Mayer, Nemechek. I say Allgaier will get in. I think he's got enough, laps at Martinsville. He'll pull through. The question is, who's the fourth? Cole Custer, Austin Hill?
I hope Austin Hill. I like to see Austin Hill, Allgaier, Mayer, and Nemechek go for it.
Why do you hate Cole Custer? He interviewed us.
We interviewed him. He's not much of a talker. I mean, I don't have an issue with Cole Custer. It's just out of those guys, I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of his personality. But, I mean, he was okay with us. I don't have a problem with that at all, no. But... like, I think maybe it's the Chevy Ford thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't put me on the spotlight like that.
Why not? I love it. All right. So that's, I'm going to go.
Let's just do this. Okay. 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 Lux. Who's the cup champion? You go, then I'll go.
I'm going to stick with Byron. Just because it was in my bracket.
I'm going Blaney because I want money. Okay. I think Larson's going to win it, though. I really do. So I'll say Larson, but I will hope Blaney does. Okay. Xfinity Series.
Champion?
Yes.
Nemechek.
Okay. I'll go with Mayer. Okay. Trucks.
So you got Corey Heim. You got Josevar. You got Ben Rhodes. You got Grant Enfinger. I'm going to go with Josevar.
I'm going Josevar as well.
Okay.
There we go.
And that's been decided, so we don't have to speculate on
who the final four is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I think Josevar, he's had enough. I think he's turned the page enough to.
Yeah, I think pull through. Overall.
And I think, like, not having stress of, I mean, next year you're going fucking Cup Series racing.
Yeah,
truck to cup.
Yeah.
Go out there, have fun, put your balls out the window net.
Pitch your balls out the window. I like to how that would look.
Graxon always said, "Put your balls on the dash." So yeah. If I ever make it through National Racing Series, I'll say, "Put your balls out the window net."
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the in-car camera for that. Like, what that would look like.
It would be flapping.
Instead of Keselowski putting his hand out the window to say, let's go, your left testicle is like, come on, come on.
Follow me to Hooters.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, shit.
Goodness.
All right, let's talk about that real quick before we wind down.
Left nuts? Hooters? Like, what are we talking
next
about?
Next year, Hooters, I'm segueing to Chase Elliott's very poorly. Rough year for Chase. What are
extremely rough.
What do you see in 2024? Do we expect him to bounce back?
Yeah, for sure. This isn't going to be the norm. He'll bounce back.
But why hasn't he? Why hasn't he got a win?
It's a mental game. I think it's a mental game. I think he is very much a mental case. I don't mean that negatively. I mean as in like a lot of drivers are. Look at Dale Jr.
Well,
you
hear him in his radio.
Absolutely.
He dejects himself. He talks negatively.
Yep. Yeah.
And what about Bowman? Bowman's had a rough season. Also an injury, missed some races.
Yeah, but man, Bowman just doesn't have the it factor, man. Like, he doesn't have that killer instinct. He just kind of, he's just there. So I don't see him.
He had, 2021? He had four wins?
Yeah, but even then, those wins were just there. They weren't.
Is he a hack?
He's not a hack. No, I'm not saying he's a hack at all. Yeah, no, I'm not saying
that's
a hack.
That's a dig at Denny yeah. Off of Blaney's comments from Homestead. He's just a hack.
But, like, I don't see them renewing his contract. Even if he wins, like, he just doesn't have.
24?
I know it's a multi-year deal, so I think it's 24. So
we would have heard something by now if it wasn't next year.
Yeah, I think so. I just, like, man, I don't have anything. Like, I like Alex. We've talked to Alex, right? Like, Alex is a super nice guy, but he doesn't have an it factor at all. Like, what fans is he bringing in? What other than Joseph Adams?
Let's do that. Well, actually, Samantha, my girlfriend, bought a koozie.
A Bowman koozie?
Over the weekend when we were in Homestead.
Is it because he's a purple. Fan of dogs? Because oh, okay. Purple.
It was really flashy.
Okay.
All right. So, contracts aside, Bowman out for 2025, right? He's going to be 2024.
Yeah.
He's out 2025. Who steps into the 48? Don't worry about who's got what contract. Who do you see stepping into the 48?
I mean, I'm not worried about contracts. I'm thinking of who's going to be successful. So by that time, your Sam Mayer may be successful enough, or your Sammy Smith might be. Sammy Smith's showing some great flashes.
So you think it'll be somebody from Xfinity?
From Junior Motorsports.
Not somebody that's currently in Cup? Or does
I don't. I say it's an Xfinity person.
Does Hosovar or Gregson?
I don't think so.
A Nemechek.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
So you think it'll be
outside
the series?
I don't think people look at the 48 team as a top team. They're with Hendrick, yes, a good team, but they're not the Hendrick team, right? You put Byron above him, right? You put Chase above him, right? You put Larson above him, right? We all know the fourth car is the redheaded stepchild of the team.
But it hasn't always been that way.
I mean, there's going to be moments.
In this era, yes.
True, there's going to be moments that there's going to be flashes of good stuff, but, like, it's scary going into, like, what you think is the worst team of a four-team conglomerate, right? Like,
there's always the person that's at the bottom rung, right?
Yeah, so I think it's a great development opportunity to bring someone in to be the next superstar. Then he has superstar potential, then you start putting more resources into that team. Just what, like, people, Jimmy Johnson flocked to the 48. What is the, like, when's the last, how many, let me ask you this. When you're at Homestead, how many 48 fans did you see?
Man, I'll be honest, I really wasn't looking, but I don't recall any.
Yeah, exactly. You don't recall any. How many Chase Elliott fans did you see? Probably a decent amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle Larson fans.
I've seen quite a few Byron fans. I was very
As Gary say that, then. So you have Larson, you have Byron. Those three are bringing more to the table than Bowman is. Even if Bowman wins, his wins are so quiet. They're so... The most excitement we've had with the Bowman win was whenever Denny called him a hack and he backs in and wins or whatever it was, right? Like, so. All right, Lugs. Are we calling an episode finally?
If you want to.
Well, I mean, it's been an hour and 13 people. These beautiful people don't want to keep listening to our bullshit. Oh,
come on. We should give them 52 hours because we missed the
whole one for each week. Of an hour for every week that we...
No, yeah, I'm good. I'm running out of...
We'll have plenty to talk about, and hopefully we can meet again soon. Hopefully life is...
Off season.
Yep.
The sad off season of no racing.
Yep. fuck F1. We're out.
Yeah. Have you been watching Xfinity and
yeah.
Truck?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Much as I can. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you'd really get the talk.
Yeah, no, I got Sling right now, so I've been able to watch much as I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I canceled Sling.
Did you? I only have it for the race. I know the Cup race is on NBC through the rest of the year, yes. But the Xfinity isn't, so.
Okay, so that's one thing we didn't talk about, the CW picking
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Xfinity, yeah, I forgot about that.
For 25. That's yep. Interesting.
It is. And you know what I love about that? Is that I was going through my channels on the air the other day. Yeah, I got CW.
I get it, too. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, contract negotiations are ongoing. They haven't really announced anything with NASCAR. Supposedly, they're asking for more money in the Race Team Alliance and trying to get
it's
money.
Yeah, between the charters and everything else is a big clusterfuck.
But they're talking right about, now. Again, Fox, NBC, and then carving out a chunk of races for Amazon. Like yeah. what they did for like TNT, excuse me, back in the day. So I'm curious, you're a football fan.
Yep.
Are you watching the races on races? The football games on Amazon?
A couple times, not okay. a lot.
And what's the package like compared to a CBS or
So yep. NBC? So for the most part, I think it's very similar. I think the announcers are third rate announcers. If that makes sense.
Okay.
So not that they're bad. I think they're good announcers, okay. But I'm not. They don't really like make me energized. Like there's. So we have NBC or CBS or whoever, like, or Fox, whoever do the NFL games, you have your main game that you have your A-list talkers yeah, on, announcers sure, on, right? Sure. So your Sunday night, you got your A game, your main 3:25 game or noon game, mm-hmm. You have your core teams. But if you happen to get, like, we're in this market where we occasionally get Colts games, Bears games, or Titans games.
Those are your three favorite teams.
Absolutely not. So Bears are for the most part not relevant. Titans for the most part aren't relevant anymore. The Colts aren't relevant, right? So we don't get the A-list announcers. So seeing those games,
I got you.
There's a huge difference between like a Tony Romo or a Troy Aikman and Joe Buck versus, you know, the C-level team. So I feel like same thing with Amazon when they're doing it. It's not bad. It's just.
It's
not Chris Collinsworth. It's yeah. not Troy Aikman. It's not Joe Buck.
It's your Alan Bestwick. It's not.
Right. Yeah, okay. Right.
I would be very curious who they would procure.
Why not Alan Bestwick?
Exactly. Right. Speaking of which, I don't know if you watched any SRX this
a little
year.
Bit. Yep.
I feel like they're still searching for their identity.
For sure. For sure. You went from
enjoy
you know,
the race.
First
enjoy
season
the
having the local heroes, and they had you know father son stuff like the Bill Elliott, Chase Elliott, yeah. Blaney's, and all that. So it kind of is lost a little bit of its.
But I still enjoyed it.
Yeah,
excited to see what comes on next year and all the Paul Tracy drama that may come
yep.
with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
But yeah, no, I'm excited to see when does the current package. For television expire, I think 2024. So 2025 again is a
new TV
new,
package.
New, yep. You know, will ESPN throw their?
I doubt it, dude.
Ring?
Fuck ESPN. I hope they don't. Fuck ESPN. ESPN has like they have ruined themselves being part of the whole Disney Corporation oh, and okay. just the shit with that. They've gone too political. They have aligned themselves so one direction that like
it's a good band.
Oh my! Like, what? And he cut me off guard there. Like what? Like what? Yeah. Okay. One Direction. Ha ha ha. Anyway, like I don't know. Like ESPN has lost so much luster or what it brought to the table for me. So MTV had music videos. It was known for that. And then they started doing other things, right? Yeah. And then what happened? It basically is now defunct.
They lost
right?
their identity.
Yes,
yeah.
I feel like ESPN is the same way. Where it was. Sports Center. You got your recap, even including NASCAR or other racing, and then now it's kind of like. Talk shows and it's just to me it's lost.
Yeah,
it.
No, I get it. You know what's crazy though is so I know you're not a fan, but F1, I will
Fuck
turn
F1.
It. I will turn on a race if I know it's on and it's not. Normally it's like fucking 8 a.m. on a
right.
Sunday or
right.
7 a.m. and I'm used to getting up that early for work, so I'll turn it on. Won't really pay much attention to it, but it's through ESPN. But they don't have any commercials. No commercials. But it's through, like, I think Sky.
Sky View, whatever it's called.
Yeah. So it's not truly, I don't think, through ESPN. I feel like ESPN's just like hosting
piggybacking it.
But dude, why the fuck? If so, F1 can do that, why can't NASCAR do that?
There's a lot of things.
And go back to what we've talked about 1,000 times. Create a subscription package. I will pay you $150 a year, NASCAR, to not watch.
Whoa, I don't know if I'd pay that much.
You wouldn't pay $150 to have access to every single race, every single series, no ads.
$150, dude? I don't know.
You're already paying it, and you're getting ads.
I know, but I don't know. Because I could get more.
What
if
else
I
do you do on Sling? What else do you watch?
That's the only thing I watch, but I could. what I'm saying is I could. The potential is there for more than that. Now, $50, $60, okay.
For the year?
Yes.
That would be a steal.
Okay, steal or no steal, like.
I'm just saying, I think, like, you know, charge it monthly, to your point. Charge it $10 a month. I mean, the math doesn't work there. But I would be willing to pay a larger chunk of
$100. There we go, $100.
For the season?
The Carl Edwards special, $99.
$99, sold. Sold.
No, I'll do that. I would do that, yes. All right, so...
But obviously you're not going to... I mean, CW's got Xfinity, so right. It's not going to happen. But even if it was just Cup Series...
So let me back up a little bit. I don't think it's a unknown thing that I'm not a fan of F1, right? I want to give it a shot. And you say you watched a couple races this year.
Oh, well, don't watch it. It's bad.
I have turned on a couple of races this year, and I'm like, why the fuck would anybody watch this?
Yeah, no.
Sorry for my... foul language, people. But
Verstappen's won. He won like 10 races consecutively.
Yeah, exactly.
I now
or maybe
know
it's
how
13
you.
Races.
I now know how you felt in 1998.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Watching Gordon go out and win 13 races. Sorry, I had to throw that stab in your side.
You probably gave 13 hand jobs too.
It's those special tires, man. They soaked them. Remember?
It's the fuel in the frame, the chassis. Yeah, all the rumors that went around about Everham and everything else. Anyway, fuck that. F1, like, I tried to give it a shot because it's auto racing, right? But I just can't do it, man.
There's no passing. Strategy sucks. No, I get it. I guess, car guy, so I just try to stay up on. Same here.
I try, but
I don't really pay attention when it's on. It's on, but I don't really watch it, if that makes sense, so.
I have tried to follow it
and
understand.
Sadly, I've watched less IndyCar races this year than F1. Usually, I watch several IndyCar races. I'll just catch, especially Indy 500, right? Right. How can you pass that?
I try watching some. So, I listen to Connor Daly's podcast. I've been trying to watch Indy.
Speaking of identities, I feel like IndyCar is just there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't really hear much about it.
No, I don't disagree.
But maybe that's my skewed NASCAR fandom coming out. I don't
possibly.
Know. So. All right. I'm off my soapbox now.
All right, folks. We're going to call it a night. It's been great. It's great catching up. I know we could ramble on for a couple more hours about some stupid fucking topic we'll come up with.
Don't buy Pit Boss grills. They suck.
It really does. Yeah. It kind of blows. We pushed Pit Boss so much. We both had them like that, but you've ran into issues with yours. And
it's
then
been,
you start researching and find out that they've had all kinds of issues.
It's a giant piece of shit. Yours was too, right?
Yeah, it had issues. So, anyway.
Just throwing that out there real quick.
If we recommend products, just don't listen to us. All right. I mean, you can. Unless they're like sponsoring the show, then definitely support them.
Yeah,
but we don't do that anymore.
Like Manscaped.
Yeah, no, actually, I enjoyed Manscaped.
Yeah, I still use mine.
I still use mine, too. Yeah, I trim my balls frequently with that thing.
Yeah, me too, right before I put them out the window net.
That's a good thing to know.
In my rig at home.
I don't want people getting confused on what they might be seeing hanging out the window net. So it could
one
be
thing
like...
you don't know when I'm doing fast track racing in my sim.
Your balls are just kind of over there, yeah. Wow, okay. The question, I have so many questions about this, so... to pit your balls out the window net, do you have to like lean up, or your balls just got that much excess skin?
I feel like it would take a special seat mold.
I'm thinking of like the whole scene from Joe Dirt where the balls are stuck on the deck or whatever. They have to take the spatula, like how much they're stretching out and stuff, you know. All right,
the bat wing and waiting
in waiting, yeah,
in meeting.
Yeah. All right,
good stuff.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
We poison your brains once again.
It's been a great episode, I think. I hope. Anyway, talk
tweet
to you
us,
soon.
Tweet us.
Yeah, Facebook us, whatever.
Let us know that you heard this episode.
You can
give
even
us
do
your
Snapchat.
Thoughts.
I send do us, that occasionally. Like, Jessica Mueller messages me all the time on Snapchat.
Send us your championship picks. I mean, we've got a week and a half left here. Yep. So, send us some love. Send us some messages, y'all.
Not Jesse love, just love. All right, see you folks.
The checkered flag has waved on this episode. Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast player. Also, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. From Lugs and the Gas Man, we thank you for listening.